Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1090 of AskPat 2.0. You're about to listen to a coaching call between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. Today, we're speaking with Kathy Walker, who's an amazing person. I got to know her in just this short half hour. She's an assistant principal who has won an award in her school district and wants to use this recognition for good. She has just started a podcast called Year of APing Dangerously. APing meaning assistant principaling dangerously. Again, her name's Kathy Walker. Look her up. She's a doll. She's amazing. She also has a background in comedy, which is really cool too. We don't get super laughy today, but we get super serious about how to help other assistant principals and other people in the education field, which is really important to me, as many of you know. And so make sure you sit back, listen in, because here she is, Kathy Walker from the Year of APing Dangerously podcast. Here we go. Hey, Kathy, welcome to Ask Pat 2.0. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is very exciting.
I'm excited too, and I'm excited to learn a little bit about yourself first. So if you could tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, we'll go from there.
All right. My name is Kathy Walker. I am the 2019 North Carolina Assistant Principal of the Year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wow. I am an assistant principal. It's the ugly job of books, buses, and butts, but I'm hoping that it is so much more because we are legion. But unfortunately, in our programs where we get degrees and learn all about school administration, there's nothing really to tell us about the grit and grime of the assistant principal job, the ugly work.
Well, thank you for what you do and helping out your principal and the kids at the school. That's awesome.
So my one desire was to create a podcast to kind of learn something, because I don't feel like just because I have this title, I know everything. Because I know when I became an assistant principal, it seems like I had a million things to do and not quite sure where to start. My initial question was, for anyone who gets an award, what is the best way to kind of leverage that in your podcast? And I know your site focuses on business, and I'm really not a business, but I am hoping to become somewhat of a brand because I want to share what I know. And when I go to conferences and I listen to speakers and I get so inspired and motivated, and I want to be that for other people.
Yeah, I love this question.
Am I being too grand?
No, not at all. I think it's, you know, I think we need to celebrate our wins more as just humans and people. And I think that using a title like that to leverage helping others is an absolutely worthwhile thing to do. So I love this question. And the fact that you don't have a business, you're focused on this work and you want to help others who want to do the same work is very admirable. And I think that we can all take lessons from this, no matter what it is that we do. So you had mentioned the word brand. And I think that's really important to understand that whether you have a business or not in this day and age, in your work, at home, online, you are a brand. A brand is what people, you know about you and talk about others with about you. And I think that in this idea of helping others would you want to just help other assistant principals, or is it other educators specifically, or who's your target audience here? Like, who are you looking to connect with?
I think for my podcast, it was initially other assistant principals as well as aspiring assistant principals. But I think sometimes in telling our stories, they can also help teachers and other people in education, as well as principals and administrators. I was kind of blown away recently visiting an executive cabinet meeting, and one of the people in my district actually knew the name of my podcast and pronounced it properly. So it was, you know, it's kind of exciting. But I like to think that hopefully the message will go out for everybody, anyone who's interested in education and working with students and building those relationships.
I really love that. So I have a number of ideas myself for how to leverage this title and how much recognition you are getting now for others to inspire them. But I'd love to just really quick, what is the name of your podcast so everybody can go and check it out?
Oh, yes. The Year of APing Dangerously. And that's also the name of the website, yearofapingdangerously.com. I'm a bit of a movie fan. Not that that's my favorite movie, but I just like the whole idea of, oh, wait, I got this award for the year. And what do I do with it? So that's why I called it that.
Cool. And I love that you have a podcast, because this will enable you to do a number of things, whether you have a title or not. It allows you to connect with others and interview other people. It allows you to have a platform to share this information with others too. What are some things that you've already been doing on the show that have been really exciting for you?
I had the idea of a podcast, and I've had that since February or March. I actually didn't have a podcast until I did the Power Up course.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out and thanks to you, because that helped me just put everything kind of in order, and got about 5 episodes uploaded already. Again, I had a chance to talk to some other APs in my district. I have recently made a transition going from middle school, and I'm such a middle school person and I love them. And now I'm at a high school, so I'm making that transition. I talked to another AP who's transitioning from middle school to elementary, and another one from elementary to middle. So I am going to do a series of shows on making those kind of transitions. I also had a chance to talk to, initially I wanted to find out what people were reading as far as books they were reading and things that kind of inspired or informed their work. So one of my podcasts focuses on some of our favorite reads for administrators. And I guess my initial podcast, and I didn't realize I was doing this, I just told my story and how I kind of got into education, coming from being in the corporate world, working in accounting, and post 9/11 wanting to make a life change, a career change, and do work that was a little more meaningful. And I didn't realize that was something that I needed to do for branding till I read Superfans, which I just finished this weekend. So
thank
I'm
you.
Just a plug factory for you,
you
right
are.
Now.
You are. I owe you a lot right now. I'll send you your check later. But no, this is, thank you for that. The plug for the book and the course, amazing job on that. But I think, you know, I want to put it back to you. I mean, you took action, you're connecting with people. I think you, and like you said, you didn't even know this was what you were supposed to do. But in episode one, you told your story, and a podcast is a perfect platform to tell stories. So you continuing to tell your story, not just your origin story, but new stories that are coming up in your life as an AP to help inspire others. People remember stories. They resonate with them. They can relate to them. So continue to do that. This is number one. But number two, when you have other people on your show and you invite these people, which by the way, having a podcast gives you some amazing access to people that you wouldn't have already had access to. So your podcast plus your recognition can go a long way with bringing other people, principals, assistant principals, other people high up in the education world on your show that you wouldn't normally have access to. So don't be afraid to ask and sort of flex that muscle a little bit that you've earned of your show and your title to invite people on and just continue to do that. But when you do that, pull stories out of them as well. So asking questions like, well, tell me about a time when blank, that's always a great, and you've heard me talk about this in the course, that's a perfect question to ask to pull a story out of somebody who is on your show. Keep doing that. A person that I think would be very interesting for you to interview would be the person who is the decision maker for AP of the year in your district. Obviously, I think they would probably say yes to this, to come on the show, to not like, hey, come on the show and tell me how awesome I am. That's not what you want to do. But tell me, what can a AP do to you know, further their career? How can they be recognized in their world too, just like you all recognized me? So, you know what I mean?
That is so simple and awesome. Because in my mind, I keep thinking, I don't know what it is I do. I'm just doing my work. I'm just doing my thing. Because to me, the ultimate would be to have another AP from my district be recognized, because that would be kind of cool. Because then it's not a fluke. Then we're doing something right.
Yeah.
And that means we need to be sharing it. You
absolutely
know?
And man, your podcast is like, maybe it becomes like a yearly thing where there's a series of, you know, four episodes that highlight new APs that are recognized in your district and other districts around your county or whatever. And just to, you know, recognize them, to give them a platform to obviously honor them, but also get into how they do what they do. So what are your thoughts on, you know, these episodes that you can create and connecting with these decision makers for you and your shows? Is helping you sort of wrap your head around how you can use what you've built to help others?
It is. And it's getting me thinking of different people that I can bring in. Surprisingly, after I launched, there are people, like even my principal, who said, oh, you didn't ask to interview me. So sometimes it's just a matter of asking. And I know a part of me feels like, oh, I don't want to impose. This was kind of my hobby thing to kind of, it was just something I wanted to kind of expand my knowledge base, trying podcasts, learning more, sharing what I know. I've always felt a little guilty about intruding on people. I find that when I've gone to conferences and met some folks who have a name in the industry and as far as education goes, and who speak at conferences. And I think ultimately that's something I think I wouldn't mind doing once I got that confidence under my belt. But I've met some of those folks and I would love to reach out to them. But again, I feel like, oh, I'm still new. I haven't hit a dozen episodes yet.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And just keep going. You know, that's going to, number one, give you the confidence. I'll tell you, when I first started podcasting, I was definitely not ever going to be up to being on stage before. I didn't even want to do that. But I started to slowly over time become a better communicator, connect with people who said, whoa, you're actually helpful. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I can do this on a stage one day. And then in 2011, I spoke, and that was one of the scariest things ever. But then, of course, just like with podcasting, the more you do it, the better you become. More opportunities are going to come your way as well. I wanted to discuss, okay, so you didn't even know that your principal had wanted to potentially become on the show as well. And I would imagine that as an AP, there's a lot of interesting dynamics between a principal and an AP and that relationship, and obviously an AP and those who are under you and the other teachers. I mean, there's so many aspects of your AP world that can be put into the show. And it would just be kind of like getting inside your life, Kathy, getting inside your head about these things. So it might be interesting to one day at work, just write down all the little interactions that you've had with different people. And those could potentially become guests or people like them, or to discuss that dynamic and how one might work together and stories behind those things. And you're creating an amazing platform here. This is awesome.
And you know, it's interesting, for the actual, I was nominated by someone in my district, but then I had to fill out paperwork to apply for the National Assistant Principal of the Year. And one thing they asked is for a recommendation or from a teacher, as well as a principal and a parent. And you know what? That's probably one group that I'm sure a lot of educational podcasts don't take enough time to tap into. I know parents do their own blogs in regards to education and the education system in this country, but we make those connections all the time working with parents. And that's a group, just talking to you now, it just kind of dinged in my head. Wow, I should reach out to some of my parents who I know I've talked with and dealt with in the middle school and now in the high school, because I'm sure even they would be able to provide some insight and also help me and other APs to kind of understand where they're coming from. We have, I don't know, 1,500, 900 babies a day to deal with. But usually when you're dealing with a parent, they just have their one baby.
Yeah,
that you have to take care of and be mindful of when you're doing discipline and some of the stuff that APs have to do. That's not the fun stuff. And I know for me, I've come to education kind of by way of, I mentioned accounting. I also spent time as a DJ, which is why I have an unconventional podcast set up, as well as stand-up comedy. So some of that public speaking, I have had the experience with it. But again, working it into my life and education is where I'm still trying to put pieces together. And hopefully the podcast was one way I am hoping to find that voice.
I would agree with that 100% that it's going to help you. I mean, your personality built into the work that you're doing to help others, it's what's going to help you stand out. It's what's going to help people connect with you. I would just recommend that as you continue to podcast, to be fully yourself. And that's the biggest thing. A lot of times when people build these platforms, we try to be like others. We try to be like those who we learn from. And that's great to get inspiration and motivation from others. But I think that when you fully embrace who you are and the things that are interesting to you, and combine that with the things that you are teaching, it makes it so much easier to teach. It makes it so much easier for you to find your people and your people to find you. So that's really amazing. I want to just continue to support you with that. You know, a lot of my listeners know that I'm very big on education and where it's going in the future. And I think that this ties into a lot of other things that you could, I mean, you're going to have a bazillion different kinds of episodes that you could record. And I think that you don't even know what's possible for you. You know, there's a lot of news and things that are happening in the real world today that could be of interest to your listeners as well from an AP's perspective. You know, some things, you know, that are very serious, like all the school shootings that have been happening.
Social emotional learning is a big topic. And even within our district ourselves, within the last 2 years, we've had 6 students take their own lives. And so that is a big component of what we do. And I know for a lot of teachers, a lot of administrators, it's what we do every day. Like, we don't think about how we're building those relationships with kids and giving them that space. And sometimes it's in the simplest things that we do. And those are the kind of things that I'm hoping to share with others on the podcast, because they don't know. It's something simple. It's the pack of crackers that are in my drawer that kids know to come in, even when I'm not here, that they can get and grab and go, and just building those relationships that where kids know that they're cared for. And I had a list of about 25 different topics of everything that kind of we deal with. And I know that whole thing of wellness is so important, not just for the kids we take care of, but for the teachers and even ourselves. You know, Pat, within the last year, a teacher friend of mine, we started doing meditation and yoga just to take care of our own wellness, because we spend so much time taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
You got to worry about yourself. So that's also an episode I was hoping to focus on, just the wellness side of being an educator and an administrator.
So great. Well, keep up the good work. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so supportive of the work that you're doing. Just you're doing all the right things. Just keep up with it. And hopefully this conversation today helped open up even more about what you can do to leverage what you've built and the recognition that you've had. Really, it's not about coming on every episode and saying, hey, look at how great I am and I won all these awards. Like, talk about that. And that's a part of you. And, you know, talking about the award perhaps in detail for one episode and what that means to you and why it happened, and invite the person on who's the decision maker for future APs on that. That's great. But really, I think the big leverage comes from you using that title to connect with others who can then come on your show. It gives you a little bit of a difference when it comes to all the noise out there. Just again, most of all, be proud of it because you've earned it, obviously. And and just use that for motivation as well.
Oh, that's too funny. As we wrap up the announcement is saying, please pardon this interruption, because that is our end of day announcement. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. This is real life right here, right?
That's real life. And that's the real life of the assistant principal.
I love it.
But just thank you so much, because hearing you talk about these things and hearing it from you is just, it's kind of fueled me now and kind of given me some motivation to move on. I just hope this conversation helps people not in education know that if they got awards or if they have accomplishments, that they need to use them and leverage them to the advantage of their podcast, blog, whatever the format.
1,000%. 1,000%. Kathy, thank you so much. What's the name of your podcast one more time so people can find that right after this?
Year of APing Dangerously.
APing Dangerously.
And that is also the name of the website, yearofapingdangerously.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kathy, for what you do. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that coaching call with Kathy Walker from, again, Year of APing Dangerously. And you even heard right there at the end a little bit of school noise, the announcement at the end of school there. This is real life. She was at school doing this. I hope she had permission to do that. But hey, she's the assistant principal. She could do whatever she wants, right? Unless the principal says no. But anyway, really good stories, really, really encouraging to hear where she wants to take this. I'm excited now. I think the doors have opened up for her after our conversation, and she now knows where to go. So I'm excited, and we'll definitely check in back with her in, I don't know, several months, I guess, to see how she does. And again, year of APing dangerously. Hey, for everybody listening right now, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Also, big shout out to everybody watching me live right now on Instagram as I record behind the scenes. If you all read Superfans, you know, going behind the scenes is one of the best ways to grow your community, give people something special, and guess what? It's stuff you're doing already anyway, so you might as well. So big shout out to all the peeps on Instagram right now. If you're not following me there, at Pat Flynn is where you need to be. And then also, if you want to get coached here on Ask Pat, just like Kathy did today, all you have to do is go to askpat.com, find the application button there, submit that thing, and then hopefully, you know, one day in the future, I'll come across it. And you know, I check them all out. But we literally get dozens a week. It's slim chances, but guess what? Zero chances unless you do it. And again, this show would not be called Ask Pat if nobody asked Pat anything. So fill in that application. Thank you so much. And big shout out to all the people who have just recently left reviews for Ask Pat. I appreciate you. Take care. I look forward to serving you in the next episode. Like I mentioned a couple episodes ago, some of our Where Are They Now episodes are coming soon. Make sure you subscribe because those are great. We're going to go back in time with some of the people who have been on the show earlier this year and see where they're at now, just like on Shark Tank, but better, right? Totally better. Anyway, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much, and Team Flynn for the win. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.